I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. On this day, when Scots raise a glass to mark the birthday of their beloved national poet Robert Burns, the Scottish government is raising the stakes in a bid for independence from the rest of Britain. Today, government leader Alex Salmond stated the main question he wants put before Scottish voters in 2014. Do you agree that Scotland should be an independent country? Now, Scotland already enjoys considerable autonomy within the UK. It has its own parliament and control over issues such as health and education. The World's Laura Lynch traveled to Glasgow to hear the hopes and fears of Scottish voters as they start to debate independence.
James Beaton is huffing and puffing and curling his beefy fingers around his beloved set of bagpipes. He's been playing the pipes for 40 years. Beaton, the project manager at Scotland's National Piping Centre, is a proud Scot and a natural performer.
Since it was Robert Burns' season and we're heading into the season of Burns Suffers, I would play a tune called A Man's a Man for All That, which is generally played at Burns Suffers.
Funny that he's chosen a Burns tribute to unity at a time when much of the talk in Scotland is of separation. Beaton knows his history and heritage well. The pipes were played by Scottish warriors as they went into battle against the English, but they've shared a government for more than three centuries. So while Beaton may feel separate and distinct as a Scot, particularly when it comes to his country's cultural heritage, he's not so sure about standing completely alone.
I am a bit torn, yes. I mean, I think culturally, yeah, but certainly the economic uncertainty, particularly with the way economic situation is at the minute, means that it's quite difficult.
Those promoting independence have long argued that revenue from the oil that's being pumped out from under the North Sea will cushion any economic blows. There was also past talk of joining forces with Ireland and Iceland or joining the euro. But those ideas have been put aside as currencies and countries have crashed. And yet there's still a lively debate across Scotland about the idea of going it alone among Scots of all backgrounds. It's another busy night at Mr. Singh's, a popular Indian restaurant in Glasgow. But it's Indian with a distinctly Scottish twist. The waiters wear turbans and kilts. And tonight, one chef is teaching a group of guests how to make one of the restaurant's signature dishes.
Welcome to Mr. Singh's Haggis Pakora Masterclass. I am Josh, and today I'm going to show you how to make haggis pakora.
In case you didn't hear that quite right, he said haggis pakora. Haggis, deep-fried in a coating of Indian spices and served with a dipping sauce. Sadi Singh, the third-generation self-described Scottish Sikh who runs the restaurant, understands the emotional attraction of independence. His father and grandfather still recall the celebrations that mark the end of British colonial rule in India. And yet Singh doesn't want to let go.
I'm a big believer in if don't mend something that's not broken. And for 300-odd years, it's happened because it's one island.
And among aspiring haggis pakora makers in the restaurant, there's a big split.
When it comes to the independence vote, I'll be voting for independence. And look at the natural resources we've got here. The will to win and the determination to make it a success, I think, would push Scotland forward.
Personally, I really like the bigger picture of the whole UK side of things, and I reserve judgment as to how the old independence is going to actually go as a state. I always think it's always nice to have Big Brother there as well.
And this will take 2 to 3 minutes to cook.
The debate will continue here and across Scotland until the fall of 2014, when the vote is set to be held. Despite the promises of a brighter future, public opinion polls have consistently indicated support for independence is frozen at about 35%. That's why the government is talking about giving voters a third choice, one that would give Scotland autonomy in all areas except foreign affairs and defence. This day that's dedicated to Scottish pride, poetry and cuisine now also marks the date that the contest for Scotland's future begins. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Glasgow.